final interview for the evening is with Ken and Christy Davies, and I'll invite them up. Ken and Christy are both graduates of SMBC. Ken completed his Master of Divinity, and Christy her BTH, both studying together and finishing in 2002. And then for the best part of the last 12 years, they've been working in Thailand and living there and in church planting, is that right? And also teaching in the Bible College in Chiang Mai. When you came to SMBC as a couple with no kids at that point,
no.
Were you thinking of coming to college so that you can go to Thailand?
It was definitely in our mind when we arrived in at SMBC in 2000. We had only just arrived back from a short-term trip to Thailand only a few days earlier. Mm. We'd been there for 6 weeks. And so Thailand was definitely on our heart, but we weren't sure if it would be what we ended up doing long-term. Mm. So our 3 years at college was a time of investigating and praying and being challenged by the weekly missionaries who came and shared. Mm. But while we were at SMBC for those 3 years, we were also attending the Thai church at Liverpool in Cabramatta, and that helped us keep on track towards heading back to Thailand.
Mm. And Ken, how did SMBC prepare you for all that you've been doing in Thailand for these 12 years?
Yeah, we thought of a couple of things. One of the things was coming to Bible College, coming to SMBC was really, really helpful for us, seeing that Jesus was central to the whole of the Bible, and that's become part of a controlling part of our ministry in all the different places, from working in a little country town to teaching in a Bible college. Mm. Being at the Bible College here, we saw that the lecturers weren't just off in their offices. They were having lunch with us and they were interacting with us. We got to just have meals with people. We got to spend time with people at night, talking about all sorts of different things. And so it wasn't just the interaction in class. It was the time just meeting with people socially and talking about all sorts of different things that really impacted us. And then when we were working in Asia, trying to bring that into a society that was more hierarchical and wasn't so inclined to be doing that, and thinking, hey, you're a lecturer, you should be up there and you're not allowed to have lunch with us, but incorporating that into our ministry. And then living together with people who are passionate and who have strong beliefs when they come here was really helpful for preparing us for people overseas who had different beliefs, both the people that we were seeking to reach out to, but also the other missionaries who had incredibly different beliefs. Mm. And just being ready to be able to interact with that and not to write them off, but to be able to get helpful things from them.
Was that a surprise that there were people who were Christians who had different views?
Yeah. It was, but I think it was even more emphasised overseas than here.
So you've come back and you've, how long since you've been to SMBC? How long since you've been here?
I came here June last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so June or July last year. We're on a home assignment.
And when you think of SMBC, what comes to mind? What are some of the memories?
Do you want
Trow Court, living in community. Good memories and challenging memories.
We were the only couple that arrived, and it was actually an increase in size from what we'd been living in.
Okay, yes.
Trow Court number 9.
That's right. Most people's downsizing for you.
We had been in a very small granny flat, and so it was with an outdoor
bathroom. So you were thrilled.
And so we thought it was,
that's right.
So we thought it was good. But, when we think of our time at SMBC, it was really foundational for us in our ministry and in our marriage. Mm. In really getting stuck into the Word and knowing how to apply that and use that. And just like Ken said, the approachability of the lecturers was fantastic as well, just being able to pray together with them and to talk through issues with them and, to really grapple with what the Word's saying.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, I think for me a highlight was obviously Principal's Hour, and it continued to be a highlight for us while we were in Thailand. So we received the tapes and then the CDs and then online. So we went through that progress. And we'd been in Thailand for about 6 months, I think, and we were living in a little town called Dark. And we thought, it'd be a really good idea to get the whole team listening to Principal's Hour. To the other missionaries that we were working with. So it was in English, and they were from all sorts of different nations, from England, Ireland, America, New Zealand. And a principal who won't be named was talking about how to get Buffhead into a sentence to describe a very well-known Bible teacher. And we were just in hysterics laughing about it. But the rest of the team were like, why would you want to call him Buffhead? And so the Australianisms, which are so much a part of being here, are just such a fond memory, because in the middle of it all, it was trying to work out how do we understand the Bible and apply it to how we live. And despite all the Australianisms, it works.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you for coming. It's lovely to hear from you guys. And for all those that were interviewed, it's been very encouraging. So thank you very much for that.